You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing.
Merry Christmas. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back, or welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Show, rather, this week, December. We're halfway through. We've made it. It's been quite a ride, and I have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure. The year has almost over. This is week 49 of 52 weeks in a year. So there we have it. It's come up close. And I think the holiday season has been nice so far. It's been fun. The weather has been all over the place. We get snow, we get sleet, we get sun, we get warm, we get wind, we get... But in the end of the year comes end of the year reviews. And the internet has blessed me with this article with the most read articles in 2021, according to Pocket, which is a plugin part of Firefox, if that is what you use. And here are just a few of them. They don't have them in any particular order. It's just, I suppose these are like the top 10, and then from there. So the first one on the list is, there's a name for the blah you're feeling. It's called languishing.
That's funny, I thought it was called my ex-wife.
No, and that's from the New York Times, Adam Grant. There's a name for the blah you're feeling. It's called languishing. One thing you'll notice as we go through this is that there's kind of a theme, understandably. So, next is How to Delete Your Old Online Accounts and Why You Should by Chris Hoffman at How to Geek. That is very important. How to Talk to People You Disagree With, Amy Moaz at Pocket Collections. Wow, Pocket has their own article in here. Interesting. Anyhow, How to Talk to People You Disagree With. Easy, get your own radio show, then you don't have to talk to anybody. The secret IRS files, trove of never-before-seen records, reveal how the wealthiest avoid income tax. By Jesse Eisinger, Jeff Ernsthausen, and Paul Keel from ProPublica. That is a very clever title because it's expose, but also how-to. Because I'm sure a lot of people read that hoping, oh, hey, can I avoid income tax? Here's how. How Fit Can You Get From Just Walking by Graham Isidore at GQ. Just Move, scientist author debunks myths and about exercise and sleep. So those are right back to back. So if whatever you read in one article is completely disproven in the other, the question is which one do you read first? How the Pandemic Now Ends. That has not aged too well. That's from Ed Young at The Atlantic. Although that's impossible to write about because it's always changing. How to Remember What You Read. In case you forget about everything you've just read in these top 10 articles, Farnham Street is going to tell you how to remember it. The only problem? You have to read them again. And there's a lot more, and they explore different things. The best articles in like news and reality and all these things, they go, they're most read, the long reads, the big explainer business, all these things. But what else has all these things is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that is this hour. You're just so lucky enough to tune in. And we've got music, we've got comedy, we've got interviews, we have everything, and we're going to be starting it off with Ebo Taylor, with Mizzen, from his album Love and Death. Classical, African, but also very jazzy rhythms. Here on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk. I am Johnny Athens. Welcome back to the Variety Hour. And that was Greg Amaralt from his new album, News Blues, Embraceable You, a jazz standard, a classic. Although he hits it from right off the top in a completely new, fun, fresh style. And speaking of fresh music, fresh, so fresh, picked straight from the supermarket. You're squeezing those pineapples and rubbing those papayas, and oh my gosh, you just found Roddy Elias's Free Spirit Ensemble with their new album, Not This Room. With a big focus on African rhythms, Elias's new album goes beyond that with his experience in the past with R&B, as well as his early roots in pop, shining through in this jazzy, contemporary album. And I must say, if anything, the album artwork looks beautiful. It's this wonderful green, yellow, and red. With the little chair there, oh, it's wonderful. You can see it on our social media, johnny.athens on Instagram, and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. And it's a wonderful, delightful album. And in fact, when I was reading up about Rod Elias, here's a little fun fact. His first guitar was made from a cigar box. Is that not... What a way to get into music. And it's funny because I think a lot of kids might remember growing up, maybe watching that that art show, or even Mr. Rogers, perhaps he did it once, making guitars out of like Kleenex boxes, or I guess a cigar box or shoe box as well. Who knew what that could have turned into if only we had one more paper towel roll to just stick on the end. And another fun fact about this album was it actually started production quite a while ago. The Free Spirit Ensemble featured on the album had only just formed and started rehearsing when COVID put everything on hold. So that's nearly two years ago now, 2.5 years. Yet the pandemic became the inspiration for the 9 songs on their new album. And one stuck out to me particularly, which we'll be playing for you here, called Suddenly. And the song speaks to the fact that even though many creative people had more time during the pandemic, meaning not having to commute or have anywhere to go, the isolation made it hard to provoke imagination and to provoke the creativity that their jobs rely on. In a way, the song is reflecting how hard it was to undertake this project, the album, not this room, hard and yet ultimately rewarding. The empty room's applause is one of the most striking images on the album, and that's what you're going to hear right now as we play for you Suddenly by Roddy Ellis' Free Spirit Ensemble from their new album, Not This Room, on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
'cause you remember how it was. Grace of ordinary things. No, someday we'll find them all again. Hear the song the sparrow sings.
The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Suddenly by Roddy Elias from his new album, Not This Room. Followed by Kim Jun with Whistle Hike. a nice little Korean tune, snappy of the fingers. Perhaps when you go for a hike, you whistle, and that is how you feel. The music is reminiscent of perhaps such things. Now, next up, we have an interview segment. An excerpt from the notes from the Ertegun Jazz Hall of Fame, where Ben Sidran is talking to Art Blakey about what he does as a band leader, as a drummer, and how it is to be known as an innovator in the field. The recording is from 1985, and of course Art Blakey is a staple in jazz. He is a triumphant success in his field, and he was innovative not only as a jazz drummer or as a musician or a composer for that matter, but I think as just a figure, I suppose. Of course, most known for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, the group was specifically designed to give younger, new jazz musicians a chance to play with this big, well-known guy and kind of speed up their process in moving up the ranks, get them that experience, that more professional experience, get them out there in the workplace. It's almost like an apprenticeship, but not quite, because these guys were the band. These new, fresh guys were the band. Art Blakey is just the leader, you know. Obviously, that's a big role, but especially as a drummer, too, you're not necessarily always at the front. Right, the drummer's job is to keep the band in time for the most part and add that little extra oomph in the back. But, you know, you're leading a band from more or less behind. It's not like a pianist who can kind of carry the whole tune if he needs to. The jazz, the drums are really at their height when they're being played with the rest of the band, I feel. Of course, there are many great soloists, not only in jazz, but in rock and many other forms. But I think in jazz, the drums really shine when they can fit so well with all the other instruments, because it's so easy for the drums to stand out on their own. You know, it's a loud, brash instrument. But that being said, Art Blakey, as a teacher, a professor, a scholar of jazz, talks to Ben Sidran here about keeping the intensity of the beat on 101.5 The Hawk.
It's very interesting because not that many drummers are leaders, and you're conducting from behind the drum kit. You've been referred to as a one-man university for young jazz musicians. Mm-hmm. What do you look for in a young player?
A lot of musicians I hear I like to have in the band, but they won't fit. Their personalities won't fit. They have to find out about their backgrounds and their dislikes to bring about a cohesion in the band and the music. Because if it's a dislike among the different personalities on the bandstand, it certainly comes through the music. I teach musicians to look at it like this. You in the nude, you in your birthday suit up there, people can see clean through you. Your music, your actions, and your vibes that you bring forth to the audience come out, and you cannot hide that. In a matter of a few months, I'm playing together every night. They begin to know each other, begin to trust each other. The band begins to come together. And when we look at each other, if I look at them in a certain way, they know just what to do. The band is playing now. The next one will be a continuation of this because we always have understudies. There's always trumpet players or saxophone players. They know the whole book. No. They got good sound, and they know how it goes. It makes it so much easier for me. Most of the musicians that come out of the band, that's what we train them for, to become leaders. All of them won't, because all of them don't have that quality, but a lot of them do. I like to be known as an innovator. That's what I am, because there's all to be played on that instrument has not been played. And see, you got four extremities. You got left hand, right hand, left foot, right foot. You ain't supposed to let your right hand know what your left hand is doing or your left foot know what your right foot is doing. Everything's supposed to go in a different direction, but still keep the swing. Keep the swing. You can play loud when you play loud, and when you play soft, don't lose the intensity of the beat. Once you lose the intensity, all is lost, and that's what they're doing.
Well, you're hearing it now. We're hearing the the syllabus and the curriculum at the University of Ard Blakey. The University of Ard Blakey remains on the road.
Great.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to this show, the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, here on 101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to Johnny Athens Variety Hour, here on 101.5 The Hawk. Okay, that's enough. Got it.
You just heard Ben Sidran talking with Art Blakey in an interview of years past, just talking about his work, what it's like leading the band, new musicians, all that fun stuff, and that was followed by Art Blakey's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful operatic tune, Moanin'. Now, before we head on over to our comedy corner, I do have some news here. Dozens of camels, apparently, have been barred from beauty contests. Yes, Botox and other forms of tampering have been uncovered at a multi-million dollar Saudi competition. That's right, out in Saudi Arabia, they hold beauty pageants for camels nonetheless, and they have discovered some disgusting practices. At the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, tampering has been found. Commonly, each year they have a beauty contest for these camels, and they compete for up to $66 million U.S. in prize money. Now, Botox, facelifts, these things are all prohibited, yet some camels have been found to have this year, and it's caused quite the stir. Festival officials have been clamping down more and more on the situation, and they've been quoted as, "The club is keen to halt all acts of tampering and deception in the beautification of camels," and I think that is a beautiful stance to have. We cannot be having this kind of fake camel competition going on in the world, especially with $66 million on the line. In this economy, oh, that camel better be real. So, should you be finding yourself, do be wary. Be careful of your bidding, because your camel might get disqualified if it is found to have hips wider than Kim Kardashian. Now, going over to our comedy corner, we have Ryan Belville this week talking about a very Canadian instance he saw in none other than Toronto, here on 101.5 The Hawk.
And I was walking around downtown Toronto, which is pandemonium, and as soon as I got off a subway, I'd been in the city for 45 minutes. I see a guy punching mailboxes, just punching them. Cha-bam! And he kicks one into the street. Bam! And I just walk past him because there's times you want to help. And there's times you're just like, you got some shit to work out. I'll let you deal with this. And I got past him. And then I heard another person yell something to the mailbox guy. That's the most Canadian thing I've ever heard in a big city. He said, "Hey, asshole, are you okay?" That's a true story.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. That was Artie Shaw with Blue 1 and 2, followed by Chet Baker with a little duet for Zoot and Chet from his album Chet Baker with Strings. Chet, 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 check, 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 check. And I've made all these checks off my list. Turns out that's the end of the show for this week. I thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all the folks at The Hawk that make this possible. If you enjoy the show, are interested in the articles and things we talked about, be sure to check out social media. Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Once again, I bid you adieu. I thank you for listening. And to those who didn't get the chance to tune in, it's the thought that counts. To close us out, we have Gabor Szabo with Fire Dance on 101.5 The Hawk. Until next time, this is Johnny Athens saying goodnight and goodbye.